What would you do if you were forced to leave your country and you couldn't go back? For refugees in Washington state, that's more than a hypothetical question. Erica Berg has spent the last 3 years collecting the stories of young Burmese refugees, Burma also known as Myanmar, people who've lived that reality. They recorded their experience in drawings. The drawings are compiled into a book called Forced to Flee. Berg told me there's a reason she wanted Burmese youth to tell those stories.
I've seen that so often when refugees flee their native land, they are fleeing divisions that exist there for survival, ethnic, religious divisions, and they tend to recreate those here when they're resettled in the United States unnecessarily. So the youth, when they attend school, they mingle with one another, they befriend one another, they're connected to social media, they don't seem to have that same need, and they end up being much more open to bridging the divides.
You had these young people tell their stories through visual pictures. Takwe Sai is one of the young Burmese refugees who did contribute to this book, and he described one of his pictures to us. It is a man who's split in half, holding a knife on one side and a scale representing justice on the other. The man is wearing a blindfold.
Sometimes we cannot see the truth with your eyes, but sometimes you have to try to move towards social justice that we wanted to believe in. So that was my picture, that we are not separate from each other. And it could be yin and yang, right? Could be violence and equality and justice.
Violence, equality, and justice. Erica Berg, that's pretty powerful stuff. He could have told you his story. You could have written his words. Why choose to have folks like Tay give us pictures?
When you think about refugees, they've been forced to flee violent conflict and persecution in their native lands. So they arrive with this deeply ingrained fear of expressing, of sharing their stories. So how can we allow them to share those stories without sacrificing their identities, without revealing too much, without putting them in danger? So whether it was youth who'd been newly resettled in South King County or refugees along the borders of Burma, it was a way for them to retain control over their story, their identity.
As people could hear, Ta has a pretty heavy accent as he speaks English. How big a part did the language barrier play in your decision to go with visuals rather than verbal?
It was an enormous factor, just feeling like to enable everyone to express their stories, to level the playing field. Visual stories were creating sort of a universal language. So it wasn't only allowing everyone, including the newly resettled without any English, to share their stories, to increase awareness of why they'd been forced to flee, but it was also enabling people around the world to understand those stories.
We're going to hear from Takwe Sai again, and here's what he had to say about what this experience did for him.
It gives you a voice that can speak up for causes that you care about. So, and also share your experience, other what it's meant to be a refugee and coming into U.S. and living here.
So that was Burmese refugee Takwe Sai, and for him, such a powerful experience. Erica Berg, through working with these people, what did you see in the process of your allowing them to tell their stories?
Well, first of all, I saw courage. I mean, I think we don't really recognize how much courage it takes to share your own personal story when it reflects human rights violations committed by the government of your native land. And I think the biggest lesson that I learn every time I facilitate a workshop with refugees is how focused they are on what is most important in life. I mean, if you've been stripped of your home, your friends, family members, peace and freedom, you can't help but be reminded and remember what is most valuable, what we hold dearest, and what we are the first to take for granted as we don't have those things challenged day in and day out.
What surprised you most about the drawings these kids made?
There were a couple of things, but I think at the top of the list was how often in the workshops, when they did have a chance to paint more than one story, they may paint why they were forced to flee their native land and or what it was like to live in exile or in a refugee camp. And then the second painting may be their dream for the future, and how often that was an answer to the challenge that they had faced, why they'd been forced to flee. For example, One refugee girl in India had been raped by her employer, and her dream was to develop a rape crisis center, which would provide free legal health aid specifically for refugees. And just the act of dreaming that seemed to be really healing and empowering, and people rallied around her. And I see so often in the workshops when the kids dream, it's a way to envision an answer to the reasons for their pain, the reasons for having been forced to flee.
You know, it's so interesting to think about the refugee situation here in King County. We hear a lot about, more generally, homelessness, drugs, economic justice, social justice. But there are so many people who are very wealthy. They live very comfortable lives, and they don't, it's just not in their consciousness, and particularly the struggles of these refugees. So for our listeners, what do you think is the most important thing for them to know about these Burmese refugees who live among us?
Well, first of all, I think it's important to know there's just such a great diversity of refugees from Burma. There are over 135 ethnic groups. And when they arrive, they're resettled in areas primarily in South King County. It's the largest concentration in Washington State. And they do start to attend school, and yet they tend to be marginalized. And I think that we don't really recognize they're right there in our backyard. And not only is this an opportunity for us to help, but it's also an opportunity for us to learn and really develop partnerships that could generate, promote genuine global citizenship within our community.
That's Erica Berg. She compiled visual stories from Burmese refugees in a book that's called Forced to Flee. Washington State has one of the largest Burmese communities in the country. By the way, tomorrow is International Refugee Day. This is The Record.